This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
Let's go right to Kelly Shackelford and find out what happened yesterday. If any minds were changed, if any of the Democrats softened, or if they look like they're going to follow Chuck Schumer when he calls for chaos. Welcome to the program, Kelly Shackelford. How are you?
Good. Great to be on, Glenn.
Kelly has all of the information at TrumpNominee.com, TrumpNominee.com, where you can follow it, see the videos, and get all of the background on Gorsuch. What'd you think, Kelly?
What I expected, a lot of preening. Speeches given by senators, and really today is when it started. It's already started, the hearing, and that's when they're going to try to catch him. And then, of course, they dropped their bomb, what they thought was the best they could do today. NPR dropped a story attacking him, having some student that was in his class making claims that now all the other students are coming out and saying are false. But
what were the claims?
He teaches a class at the University of Colorado Law School, and they said that in the class that this one student said that he had said something about women taking advantage of maternity leave in the workplace, and a number of other students just totally disputed that. It's an ethics class, and he was talking about the different things that people are pressured by. And he gave that and amongst many examples, and then gave the arguments and counterarguments for both sides. But the attacker that was used by NPR didn't bother to say that. So they really don't have much on him. So the attacks are very weak, and they almost always fall apart within seconds. I think their only hope is during the questioning and answering, which has started already today, that they can catch him saying something. Otherwise, I think they're really in an uphill battle.
I was looking at the article you mentioned, which I had not seen, Kelly, from the NPR, which begins now with this. Editor's note. Since the story was first published, we have added material from another former student and former law clerks of Gorsuch, as well as more information about Jennifer Sisk's political affiliations. And those political affiliations are she used to work for a Democratic senator.
Yes.
That's the person who is accusing Gorsuch of this, a staffer of Democratic Senator Mark Udall of Colorado.
Wow.
This is, nonsensical. And they have 11.
Well, first of all, it's in an ethics class. Of course, you're going to say things that are unethical. In an ethics class, you're exploring ethics.
Right. The Socratic method is kind of what you do when you're teaching these kinds of classes.
Yes.
And by the way, one of the people who came forward supporting, Judge Gorsuch was a very liberal Democrat student who totally disagreed with what NPR was saying. And so I guess that's why they're updating it. They've even got people who are on the far left wing. I do find some irony in the fact that NPR, meanwhile, we have President Trump cutting, some of the money to NPR and these types of groups. And here they are. A somewhat government-funded entity that is attacking, somebody to be on the Supreme Court. There's something really bizarre about all of that, and I think it gives extra credence to why maybe government money shouldn't go to groups who are going to do that.
Let me ask the question that was asked of me over and over again yesterday was, how nasty is this going to get? Is this going to go to the nuclear option or not? And I think we touched on this yesterday. I can't imagine they're going to do that because he's not. I mean, if you listen to him yesterday, he's a very reasoned, soft-spoken He sounds like books on tape. He's just not that kind of a caricature that I think the American people will be afraid of. And, you know, Chuck Schumer yesterday was calling for chaos in the streets. I mean, this is nuts.
I agree with you, Glenn. Yeah. I think they can't make him a Bork. They can't make him somebody who, you know, the image they want to create for him just doesn't work because he's a humble person. He's a restrained person. He's got 3,000 opinions. He's got liberals that are endorsing him because they just think he's such a good person. You know, one of Obama's head solicitor general came out and endorsed him. So you've got all these people that recognize what anybody does when you look at him, which is he's not this monster that they'd like to create. So I think they're in a struggle, though. I think the base really wants these Democratic senators to bring out the knives. And so I think that's why we see them saying some of these outrageous things. But when it comes, push comes to shove, you've got all these senators who are in states that were carried by Trump. And when they vote, that could cost them their seat because their seat is coming up. You know, a third of the Senate's coming up in this next election. And a number of those were carried by Trump, those states. So I don't think we are going to see the filibuster. Now, I think many conservatives kind of hope we do, because if there is a filibuster, it's so unreasonable in this situation that I think most people think that they will use the nuclear option, what they call the nuclear option, and just change the rules and say, okay, there's no need for a filibuster. This is abusive. And then that will make the way for the next time when it is going to be a huge battle about who controls the court, not using the filibuster. So many people kind of hope they do overplay their hand, but I just don't think they will.
So, Kelly, do you think that the American people are going to sit through, for instance, what Schumer is talking about is he said, you know, this is all the stuff that's going on with Trump, and he brings up, he ends up with immigration reform. And he said, you know, if this isn't solved, you know, you want to build the wall, maybe we should say we're going to shut down the government. This is a quote. We're going to shut down the government. We're not going to raise the debt ceiling until you pass immigration reform. Well, wait a minute. That is exactly what they said was irresponsible and, you know, was anti-government. Do you think people are even going to remember that? Or do you think people will call bullcrap on both parties for playing this game?
I think at this point, I think people, you know, voted for some pretty dramatic change. They felt like the government was broken and they wanted to see something get done. So they, they did something pretty drastic. And I think somebody just obstructing for obstruction's sake doesn't go over well right now. I think that's the sort of politics that people are tired of. I really think that, you know, people like Schumer are playing to their base, which want them to do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I think with the regular American, it's not something they like. Mm-hmm. And again, they look at Gorsuch and they think, this is the kind of guy I want on the court. You know, he's very mild mannered. He seems to just want to do the right thing, follow the law. So I think they're going to have a real hard time. And I'll tell people, Glenn, watch for themselves. Go at TrumpNominee.com, where we've got our website there. The first link is just watch the hearings. And I think you'll see pretty quickly why they're having a hard time. But that's their only hope, again, in my opinion, their only hope is to catch him in something in these hearings. And I think that would be a surprise to a lot of people, but that's, I think, what they're hoping for, knowing that otherwise their arguments really do seem to fall apart whenever they even start because they just don't have much.
Anything in particular we should watch for today?
I just watch the Democratic senators. Obviously, the Republican senators are going to say nice things, prop him up, do that. I watch the Democratic senators and see. You might have some asking about judicial philosophy, which might be very educational to people. But I think the real thing is going to be the Democratic senators are going to try to go after him. They're going to try to force him to state where he stands on abortion and on a number of issues, which I would guess he's not going to answer because judges typically don't answer about policy issues that might come before them. They would want to see the facts of a particular case, and so they don't want to prejudice himself or look like they're prejudiced. So my guess is they're going to try to force him to answer, and they're going to complain, and he's he's not going to take the bait, and we're going to have a couple of days of this, and then eventually in, 3 weeks, 4 weeks or whatever, I think we'll have Gorsuch on the court.
Great. Kelly, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Kelly will be watching this for us and back on tomorrow. TrumpNominee.com. TrumpNominee.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit BlazeHero.com. That's BlazeHero.com.